Well, the United Nations Security Council met via video link overnight. Our correspondent in New York is Will Denslow. What happened at that meeting? Were any significant decisions made?
Well, this is the third time the Security Council has met in a week. Significantly, though, this was the first time it was not held behind closed doors. Now, it was an opportunity for council members to hear from Tor Wennesland, the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East, to give another synopsis on the latest developments on the ground. We also heard from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He said that the senseless cycle of bloodshed, terror and destruction must stop immediately. Now, when it comes to tangible actions from the Security Council, well, there are hopes from many members of the Security Council that they can take action, at least when it comes to a press statement for now. It is understood, though, that it is the United States that is holding out on those efforts. We believe that the US is instead preferring to go down behind closed doors diplomatic routes. We heard from Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the US ambassador to the United Nations, said, though, that the US is willing to play an active role and be a leader in mediation efforts. China chaired Sunday's meeting and says that they will continue to do what they can in their role of acting rotating chairman at the United States Security Council this month, do what it can to see the Security Council speak with a unified voice.
So does it move away now from the Security Council to more bilateral efforts?
The hope, as far as China is concerned, is that efforts will continue from the Security Council. Off the back of Sunday's meeting, we heard from representatives from Tunisia, Norway, as well as China. They released a press statement condemning violence, calling for an end to the attacks, especially on civilians on all sides. And their hope is that they can have further conversations in the Security Council to get a more of a united voice from the Security Council going forward. That is something that the Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that he wants to see from the United Nations. So that is certainly a tangible step that many council members are hoping to see going forward. But at the moment, of course, there are huge reservations as far as the United States is concerned. As a veto-wielding member of the Security Council, of course, that'll be tough to get some degree of consensus.
Thank you very much for your time. That was our correspondent in New York, Will Denslow.